show today, we have CU Nexus' very own Dave Berger giving us the latest success stories that CU Nexus is experiencing and just the great work that they're doing for credit unions out there. So take a few minutes and check out our chat with David. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program we have Mr. Dave Berger from CU Nexus. How are you, sir?
I'm terrific. Thanks, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Appreciate that. Hey, you guys have had an amazing run the last few years, and last year was like, oh my gosh. we were just talking about the roller coaster you guys have been on, you know, before the recording and stuff. So tell us about your 2017. I mean, it just sounds like you guys have had another fantastic year. You guys were like a finalist for the top enterprise technology company at the 2018 Lendit FinTech Industry Award. I mean, I'm sure there's many other accolades, but give us a quick glimpse on how last year went for you guys.
Wow. Yeah, it was exciting. Another good year, banner year for us, client growth, loan growth. We just so many milestones achieved in the last 12 months. Mm-hmm. It's been tremendous. And then the accolades, you know, those continue to roll in, which is great. It's a testament to the hard work that my team's doing here and the success our clients are seeing. I'm just throwing some numbers out here. Some of the things we reported on that our recent press release, year-end press release, were we achieved almost $3 billion in total loans, which is something that we were really excited about, because took us until the first quarter of 2017 to achieve the $1 billion milestone. Mm-hmm. And we eclipsed the $2 billion milestone just 6 months later, and we were thinking we would hit three by end of year. I don't think we quite made it, but now we've reached that milestone.
Well done.
Just huge. I mean, we're doing about 7 million in new loan requests every single day now. We're in every major market. 75 institutions nationwide are using the product. Mm-hmm. And of that, you look at the audience there, there's about 7 million consumers throughout the U.S. who have their hands on our technology.
Nice.
Whether they know it or not. Yeah. their mobile banking experiences. It's helping them achieve, getting those loans in their hands easier and with far less friction.
Involved. Isn't that cool to see? I mean, this is kind of your baby, you know, and it's kind of cool to see the benefits that it's creating throughout the financial services industry, that people are like using it and benefiting from it and actually maybe even helping them out, you know, as far as maintaining, you know, a solid financial footing and doing things the right way. So it's got to be pretty cool from your perspective.
It is. It's a very timely product. We kind of hit on the formula at the right time. Consumer expectation really shifted over the last few years, you know, especially with the smartphone coming finally of age, and now financial services, you know, banks, credit unions starting to catch up to the technology that other industries have really capitalized on. The consumer expectation is on demand, right? Everything is there when you want it, a click away. And it took us a while as an industry to get to that point with our products and services, but that's exactly what our product does, right? It provides what we call perpetual loan approval. The idea that we can leverage all this interesting data that we have about the consumer to proactively keep them approved for every loan product every day of the year. And what that enables is a very mobile-friendly, one-click loan activation process that just changes the game. It really does. And our clients will sing its praises time and time again, because the experience has finally caught up to the expectation, and that's just something we're very fortunate. We feel like we just happen to be the first ones to hit on that, and the industry's taking notice. I like to say we're the best kept secret.
Well, not for long.
That's right. 75 institutions. Most of them actually, 36 of those are over $1 billion in assets.
So, wow! Well done.
And many of the largest credit unions in the country, and we're hoping to serve them all, you know, big and small. We can help them all out.
So what do you attribute your success to? Obviously the technology is great, but I mean, is there like a desire? Is there this need to keep up with the Joneses in a technology sense with this type of stuff? I mean, is that what you're finding out there? Is that credit unions and, I mean, financial institutions in general? I mean, it sounds like there's like, they're just kind of clamoring for something like this, you know, and like, gosh, we need to kind of maintain or exceed consumers' growing expectations. And it sounds like this is kind of fitting that bill.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. In the last few years, you look at you know, there was a lot of talk in the industry, a lot written about the need for better experiences and the need to look at what fintech companies are doing and what these marketplace lenders and other, you know, in other areas as well are doing. But it was all talk for a while. Now, suddenly, you see all these new fintech partnerships, institutions partnering with new technology companies, bringing this stuff to market and actually turning those words into action. Yeah. And it's a really exciting time. Yeah, personalization, ease of access, all these things are starting to really come to the forefront.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, it took us a while, and now I'm speaking to lending specifically, but to realize that marketing and consumer lending, they don't live in silos anymore. They have to be, you know, completely locked in together. Mm-hmm. Marketing, you know, I was in marketing for years at credit unions, and I heard folks say, you know, secretly behind our back, you know, that we were the arts and crafts department. we took a lot of offense to that, but in a lot of ways, you know, in hindsight, I guess you could say that was kind of true. You know, we were focused on seasonally driven promotions, marketing messages that were based on teaser rates and, you know, sort of, you know, pretty pictures and traditional methods. But now, it's more based on data and you know, data science and deep analytics, and marrying that with you know, the underwriting criteria and the lending strategies, so that you can present, not just present an offer that's proactive and easily accessible, and get to the funds accessibility that much faster through automation on the back end. But also, you know, marketing is about customer experience, about brand experience. And that all translates through, you know, every facet of the institution. We're talking, you know, marketing, consumer lending, IT, you know, digital delivery. It's an interesting time to see all these different departments really forced to work, you know, in harmony.
Exactly. They're coming together. Exactly. Yeah. You're not in your little silo anymore. And it sounds like it's almost like a science now, you know, it's not just kind of like you said, the arts and crafts department where you're putting together pretty ads and, you know, PSAs and things like that. But now it's like, now you're working with, you know, the IT department, you're working with the lending department and getting the data, like you said, and really making a science project out of it, you know, and having that data to back up the reasoning why you're doing stuff. It's not just, you know, again, not just pretty pictures. It's real stuff. So,
and in defense of those guys, I should say, you know, in marketing, living in that world for so many years, we used data day in and day out for propensity modeling and things like that. I mean, so marketers love data.
Oh, sure.
It's just changing how we use it.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, I think, really exciting.
Yeah,
now.
It's really cool right now. It's really cool. So, I mean, what are you hearing from credit unions right now? Because you guys obviously are on the kind of the front lines here with technology and that type of stuff. What are you hearing from them? What do they want right now that will keep them, like we said at the beginning, that will maintain or keep them relevant or even keep them ahead of the curve? What are you hearing out there?
Well, I think, you know, if you look at what happened just this week with Amazon, right, and there was some big news announced with Amazon and Chase and how they've partnered, and it'll be interesting to see how that shakes out, you know, what comes of that. But I think, you know, personally, the most interesting aspect of that is certainly the data. You know, nobody's better at personalization and in making products accessible than Amazon.
Yeah.
And rather than them turning into a bank, you know, or opening their own bank, they partnered. And I think that's a theme that's going on a lot right now within the industry. And that's a tremendous example of it. And I think that's something that we all have to pay very close attention to, is that Amazon relationship. What's going to happen there? Because I have a feeling that we're about to witness a real revolution in how financial services are delivered and the expectation behind what a credit union, what a bank, what a financial institution is. Is it just a place to put my money? Is it just a place to get money when I need it? You know, it's traditionally that's what it is.
Right.
I store my money at the institution, And if I need money, I borrow from them.
Mm-hmm.
I think what the consumer's demanding and what technology will, you know, allow this to evolve into is the institution guiding the consumer down the path of making wise financial decisions. Don't just tell me I can afford this car.
Right.
Don't just approve me for a $50,000 loan. Help me make a sound purchase decision. Link that to inventory, to the data, to the rest of the sort of ecosystem out there, so that we can build experiences behind that funds access.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what becoming a trusted partner will be.
Yeah.
And that's what I think Amazon will be a great example of, is you'll see the fact that they have inventory, they have consumer sentiment, they have context, they have all this great stuff that they can leverage to provide a better experience to, in this case, you know, Chase's customer base, which will, you know, eventually, I think we'll see some of these experiences unfold. And we see it with auto buying right now.
Yeah.
It's another big partnership recently announced with another big bank that I think is important to take, take notice of. U.S. Bank just had a big partnership announced. Interesting product that they're bringing to market.
Yeah.
Just so happens that we have the plug and play sort of answer to that for credit union.
Go figure.
Yeah.
What a coincidence. All right. Well, I mean, it just sounds like, you know, the financial institution, the credit union in this case, is it's not just a transaction anymore. You know, it goes way deeper than that now. And like you said, it's the experience, you know, that they're going to have. And it's just really kind of turning everything on its head right now. So it's really, like you said, it's really exciting to be a part of. To kind of wrap up here, Dave, I mean, what advice do you have for credit unions kind of filtering out all these new technology opportunities? I mean, because it seems like they're just coming out of the woodwork now. It's just so many vendors out there offering their technology wares, and there's a ton of great ones, but there's also a ton of so-so ones. So how do credit unions, how do they filter out the noise, so to speak, and kind of keep themselves from chasing that shiny red ball that a lot of us get caught up in?
Well, the salesperson in me says cut to the chase and just go to QNexus.com. But I think, you know, you need to really evaluate these vendors, because a lot of them are new. There's a lot of passionate people out there building very interesting technology. Mm-hmm. I think you need to look at the vision beyond whatever it is that they have now.
Yeah.
You know, product vision, roadmap. I think that's very important, because what drives us as a company, speaking from my experience, is that vision, is that passion for what we're doing.
Yeah.
The fact that we have a much larger vision than what we're actually delivering today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what we have today is great. It does exactly what it's meant to do. But to be a long-term viable company, I think you have to have a much longer roadmap, because technologies will come and go. You know, competitors will come and go.
Yeah.
Innovation is something that needs to be sustained to sustain a company. So when we're looking at products, and our mission and everything we're doing is focused on the one-click experience,
mm-hmm.
making offers relevant, personalized, and easily accessible. Now, that's a niche that we've cut out that we're going to focus on. So make sure that the vendors you're talking to are focused on, you know, laser focused on a solution versus chasing. They too can chase shiny objects,
mm-hmm.
right? There are a lot of larger providers out there, I think, that are also seeing that partnering with emerging technology companies will get them from A to B faster.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because these smaller companies are able to be more agile in their development and focus all of their energy, all their resources on one particular problem. So I think, you know, just evaluate everything. Go to user conferences.
Yep.
Go to as many conferences and read as many publications as you can.
Yep.
And talk to your neighbor, talk to your other credit union.
Exactly.
They'll always, you know, great thing about the credit union movement is they love to share advice, mm-hmm. and share what they're doing.
Indeed. Well, that's a great message to end on, Dave. Anything else to wrap up here? Any final words of wisdom, or just keep this freight train motoring that you guys are doing, that you guys are on right now? This is awesome.
Yeah, we have big things this coming this year.
Oh, cool.
So keep your eye out. We have new products we're announcing, new partnerships are coming down the pipe. So just in the next few months, there will be some big announcements.
Okay.
And new case studies to check out.
Cool.
In fact, I'll have to put one on your research page under our name there. We have a great study to share with some good sentiment.
Oh, I'd love to talk to them. Yeah, I'd love to talk to them. Those are really powerful stories. So yeah, we look forward to that, sir. Nice teaser too, Dave. So we'll stay tuned. All right, man. Well, thanks again for your time, Dave. Congrats on all your success. Keep up the good work, and you guys are doing a stellar job up there. And let's talk again when that case study comes about, all right?
You bet. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.